Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Argon Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. Today I'm conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Am I talking to Joseph Kaufman?
Yep.
Hi, sir. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Thank you, sir. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yep.
I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote?
100%.
Correct, mister. What is your age, may I ask?
I'll be 69.
Okay, thank you. And just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race? You're white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian.
Anglo.
Sorry?
Anglo.
Not American.
Caucasian.
Oh, Caucasian?
Caucasian, right.
Okay, thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm independent.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which that country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you so much for your answer. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on, okay? For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number
Okay.
between 0 and 10, okay? The first one is
Okay.
protecting abortion rights,
Ten.
creating more jobs and raising wage,
Nine.
reducing crime,
Eight.
funding for drug and substance abuse programs,
Nine.
tackling climate change,
What?
tackling climatic change,
Eight.
lowering taxes,
Five.
securing the southern border,
Five.
creating more affordable housing,
Seven.
seven. Thank you so much for your answers. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any
Okay.
number from 0 to 100. Okay, the first
Okay.
one is JD Binance.
Biden?
No, GD Bonds.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Oh, in case you do not know any of the members that I'm going to be mentioning, you can say so. So I will mark it as never heard of, okay?
I can't tell what you're saying.
Oh, that's the name of the first person. In case you do not know him, it's okay. His name is J.D. Bonds.
Don't know him, I guess.
Okay. What about Kamala Harris?
90.
Perfect. What about Ron Wyden?
90.
What about Lori Chavez the Rimmer?
2.
2. What about MAGA Republicans?
0.
What about Janelle Bynum?
Joe Biden, is that what you said?
No, Janelle Bynum.
Oh, Bynum. 80.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
80. Well, he just resigned today, so I don't know.
Might
probably
be
80.
What about Donald Trump?
0.
What about Republicans in Congress?
1.
What about Democrats in Congress?
80.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your answers. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Cornel West, or Republican Donald Trump? For whom would you vote? For Jill Stein?
Harris.
Sorry?
Harris.
Okay,
Kamala Harris.
Okay. I know this is still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Janelle Bynum?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez the Rimmer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair
Zero.
Chance? 0. Okay, thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez the Rimmer is handling her job as member of Congress?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Perfect. Now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates.
I thought this was supposed to be a short thing.
We're about to finish, sir. We're on 83% of the survey. The next one is... Okay, perfect. Now I want you to read... I want to read you a little bit more of information about the two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez the Rimmer and Janelle Bynum. As a mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez the Rimmer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was so tired of the same old divisive politics and know that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. The next one. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she is living in the same struggle as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once pays off and that every single Oregon family has a chance to get ahead.
The yeah, that one, the last statement you read, that would be my opinion.
Okay. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their mind. It is okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori the Rumor or Democrat Janelle Bynum? If you're on the side...
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Okay. Thank you so much. We're really about to finish. And specifically, stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
What stuck out in that mostly?
Yes. And what specifically stuck out?
She's for a better world.
She's for a better world. Thank you so much.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
And she doesn't support Donald Trump.
Okay. And okay, thank you so much then. Now I am going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I'm going to be talking to you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum. Okay? For too long, people have been focused on the fight. But Janelle Bynum is focused on the solutions. She knows anything is possible when you remember that you are working for and who you are representing as a mom, as a small
what's
business
the scale,
owner.
What's the scale of this? 1 to 10?
Yes, it's 1 to 10.
10.
10? Okay, perfect. Janelle Bynum says, we need public schools so we can be proud of. And as a daughter of teacher and mother of 4, she has been a champion for our students and our schools. She fought
10.
For the student 10. Thank you so much. Janelle Bynum believes hard work should pay off, but people can't afford rent right now, and cost of food is simply too high. Working people are suffering because greedy CEOs are raising prices but not passing their profits on to workers. So in Washington, she will go after pricing slogan to help bring down costs and make the rich pay their fair share. She'll prioritize 8? Okay, and the last one. Argon might not vote for him, but Donald Trump might be elected to a second term anyway. We need a strong opposition in Congress to serve as a check on his dangerous agenda. And Janelle Bynum is a proven fighter who will stand up to extremists and help flip the House of Representatives to Democrats so that they can act as a check of MAGA extremists. The stake in the election. Damn, perfect. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Democrat, Janelle Bynum.
Thank you so much. We are 95% to finish. We're about to finish right now. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez the Rimmer. Please tell me how much each of one travel, please tell me how much each on troubles you about supporting Chavez the Rimmer for Congress, our ideal, quite a bit, just someone or not at all. The first one is, Lori Chavez the Rimmer is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and have taxpayers foot the bill, from Limus to luxury 10. Thank you. Would you say a great deal then?
What?
A great deal?
Yes.
Okay, the options are great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you so much. The second one and last one it is, Lori Chavez the Rimmer sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win in a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting records shows that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs. She knew what she needed to win, and then go to Washington and tower the party line. Would you say a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
A great deal.
Thank you so much. We're about to finish.
Am I done now?
Almost. This is the last questions. Now, I am going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez the Rimmer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat Janelle Bynum.
Perfect. We're 98 right now. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
That's great.
Master's degree. Like a number you want?
That's great. Are you married? Unmarried?
That would be 16, I guess.
16?
No, it would be 20. So oh, 12 yeah. through high school and then 8 more. Or, yeah.
So you are post-graduated, right? In master's.
Correct.
Thank you so much. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or
why? Married.
Married, okay. Do you have any children, you're 18 years old, of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Thank you so much. We're about to finish right now. This is the last couple of them.
Well, actually, I have one. I have a grandchild that lives with me.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or an employee association?
A union or what?
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you so much. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. That concludes our survey. Thank you so much for participating. You were really
That was like
20 today.
Minutes, dude. That's not short. You should change your format.
Okay. Thank you so much, though.
Bye.
Have a really nice day. Thank you for your time.